want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room. Hey there, and welcome to this week's podcast, Plain Brown Wrapper. Why blending in is no longer an option. Did you know that the Native American Shawnee tribe called the elk a wapiti? That means white rump, and it referred to the animal's unique wheat-coloured coat. And this camouflage helps protect the animal from hunters and predators who like to hunt them down and then they like to kill them. And like the elk, we too like to blend into this world so we don't get hunted down and hurt. Wrapping ourselves around in a plain brown wrapper so as not to bring attention to ourselves, feeling like a sense of protection in the shadows and shades of life as we all try to our best to cover up our faults and our failings while carefully constructing those reputations so we blend in with a culture that treats good Christian church folk with contempt. And they label us as weirdos if we stand out or stand up for our beliefs, believing we lean on God for a crutch to support our limp, religious, joyless lives. So unfortunately, many of us have all tried to keep the plain brown wrapper of camouflage when we switched our allegiance from Satan's kingdom of darkness to God's kingdom of light, hoping our wheat-coloured coats concealed our whereabouts, hiding us from the hunter. So in Luke chapter 22, we read that Jesus tells Peter that Satan has sought permission to sift us all like wheat because of our devotion and our discipleship to Jesus. And Jesus says, "Peter, my dear friend, listen to what I'm about to tell you. Satan has obtained permission to come and sift you all like wheat and test your faith." There's the key, test your faith. "But I have prayed for you, Peter, that you would stay faithful to me no matter what comes. Remember this, after you have turned back to me and have been restored, make it your life mission to strengthen the faith of your brothers." And that's in the Passion Translation. So don't you think for a second that the bad things that happen to you in this life are just a coincidence or by chance. Satan sifts all believers like wheat as the plain brown wrapper of camouflage disappears, revealing the royal colours of your true identity that makes you stick out rather than blend in. Now, you appeared on Satan's radar the moment you said yes to Jesus. I hate to break it to you, but that's the revelation. And stepped into the light, leaving his hidden dark kingdom behind you. Now your surroundings have changed, and now your wheat-coloured coat, it can't protect you anymore. That plain brown wrapper you tried to cloak yourself in becomes blending because the blending in of this world is no longer an option when you've become a Christian. And as the hunter of our souls lines up his scope and fires his relentless arrows, our faith is going to be tested. It's going to be tested so you quit your devotion to God. And I know it's hard, and I totally get it. Since saying yes to Jesus at the very tender age of 7, the hunter Satan has sifted my faith with childhood trauma, friendship betrayal, and seasons of feeling as though God has completely abandoned me. However, Jesus has prayed for us all. He's prayed that we stay faithful to him no matter how many shots or arrows come our way. And in John 10:10, it reminds us that the hunter Satan has one purpose, and that's to steal, kill, and destroy us. But Jesus gave his life so we could live a better life, a life that is full of purpose. You may have lost your plain brown wrapper of the camouflage that you once wrapped yourself up in. But don't stand there frozen with fear and let the hunter wound you over and over again, dear elk. Follow the protective blood trail Jesus left behind at the cross. And in James 1:2-4, it says, consider it a sheer gift when trials and tests come our way, forcing our faith into the open, showing its true colours, so we become mature and well developed. Now, Satan may sift you like wheat because of your faith, my friend. However, sifting is where all the debris and all the lumps fall through the sieve. That's why chefs sift ingredients to bring out the finest. Sifting separates what is useful and what is not. Sifting involves a careful examination of something. Satan doesn't realize the fact that all his sifting is actually going to make your faith finer and you're going to be more useful to God's kingdom. And FYI, he's really a bit thick that way. So time to leave behind that plain old brown wrapper of yours and leave it there for good. Because now you know who you are and whose you are. Because now blending in is no longer an option. Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.